Well, guys, when we read through the Bible, we will periodically come across a story or two or a character that we can relate to. Sometimes we come across a story in the Bible or a person in the Bible just kind of has a special meaning to us, because there will be some similar situations in their lives that are comparable to something that maybe we've been through. Well, as we come to our next character in Hebrews chapter 11, we come to a story that really kind of has a special meaning to Vic and I think, because there are several similarities between what this character goes through and things God's walked us through. And so Hebrews chapter 11, it's going to be the story of God calling Abraham to an unknown land. So let's start with verses 8 through 10. It says verse 8, "By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place where he would later receive his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, Abraham made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did his son and grandson Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise." Verse 10, "For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God." These verses give us some great insight about what God's call on Abraham was about. But it does not quite give us the big picture of things. See, this story takes place in two different locations at two separate times. And so let me kind of paint the big picture here, and then we'll begin to kind of look more at the details of the picture. And you don't need to turn to these other areas. I just want to read some verses there to, like I said, to help us get the big picture. If you're familiar with Stephen in the book of Acts, he had to go on trial before the Sanhedrin. And here's some things that he told the Sanhedrin. He said, "The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia." That would be kind of Iraq for us today. And it says that he appeared to Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia before he lived in Haran. Haran or Haran is actually, would be southern border of what we know to be Turkey today. And it goes on, it says that God said to Abraham, "Leave your country, leave your people, and go to a land I will show you." And it goes on and it says that Abraham left the land of the Chaldeans in Mesopotamia and he settled in Haran. Then he told them, after the death of his father, after the death of Abraham's father, God sent him to this land where you are now living, which is a reference to Israel. And so God first called Abraham while he was living in a place called Ur of Chaldeans. And at that time, Abraham began his journey of faith. And he ended up living in a place called Aran, which was about 600 miles northeast, again up to modern-day Turkey. Then after living in Haran for a while, if you was to read this account in Genesis 12, we would see that God called on Abraham a second time to go to an unknown land. It says that the Lord said to Abraham, "Leave your country, your people, leave your father's household, and go to a land I will show you." And it goes on and it says that Abraham left as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. If you know Lot, that's Abraham's nephew. It says Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out for Haran. From there it says that Abraham took his wife Sarah, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and set out for the land of Canaan. From Haran up to the southern border of Turkey, down to Canaan where God was calling him to go, would be another 500 to 600 mile journey. And so the big picture here is this. God calls Abraham on two separate occasions to leave his home, to go to an unknown land, and both times it says Abraham obeyed. Now, let's begin to zoom in on some of the details of this story. As I said, God is seen telling Abraham on two different occasions, leave your country, leave your people, leave your father's household, and go to a place I will show you. Folks, there's three lessons here that we can learn about in reference to God. There are times, here's the three lessons. So here, there are times when God will call us to do things by faith when it is least expected. Secondly, God will call us to do things in faith in places we would least expect to do them. Thirdly, God calls us to do things by faith in ways that are least expected. So we're going to break those down and kind of look at them. Let me begin with this one. God calls us to do things by faith when it is least expected. If you remember last week, we was looking at Noah, and I said that God does not sit around and look for Christians that have nothing to do. He doesn't sit around and look for Christians that are bored before He calls them to do something. God usually calls His children to do things in the busiest times of their lives. A moment ago, I read for you from the book of Acts where we were talking about the Stephen and before the Sanhedrin, and it said there that the glory of God appeared to Abraham. It does not say that God made an appointment with Abraham. It doesn't say God asked Abraham, when you get a few moments, I want to talk to you. It doesn't say that God looked down from heaven and saw that Abraham had nothing going on and thought, well, maybe I'll give him something to do. It just says that God appeared to Abraham and said, leave. Folks, God can be speaking to you no matter what you're doing. When God called me and my family to leave our home, leave our friends, leave our family, and go to California, I was out walking around in the woods on the farm we lived on. And I said last week, and I want to repeat it again, sometimes God will wait until we're busy with a million things on our to-do list before He will call us to leave what we're doing to go do what He wants us to do. Sometimes we can get so caught up in the same old routine, day in and day out. Or maybe we get so caught up in our own personal or selfish agendas, and God just kind of steps in when we least expect it. And He says, I need you to leave what you're doing, and by faith, go do this. See, God likes to bust up our regular routine sometimes. He likes to shake up our personal agenda sometimes so that we will learn to put Him back in His place first. Sometimes we get so caught up in our little own world. We become so busy doing our own little things. We begin to forget about Him and what He might want. And so He kind of shakes things up a little bit, and He says, I need you to lay aside what you're doing. And I need you to go here. I need you to go there. And I need you to do this, or I need you to do that for me. And folks, let me tell you something. A lot of times when God calls you to do something, as we've seen every week since we've been looking at faith, it usually does not make a lick of sense. When God appeared to Abraham and He said, leave your country, leave your people, leave your father's household, go to a land I will show you, I would imagine it didn't make a lick of sense to Abraham. But Hebrews 11:8 says, by faith, Abraham obeyed and he went. Why? Why would he just go? Because he was absolutely confident that where God wanted him to go and what God wanted him to do was far more important than what he was wanting to do. Let me throw this at you. Something else that God does not look at is our age. And I've said this before. The first time God called Abraham, we're not given his age. But the second time He called Abraham, it says Abraham was 75 years old when God appeared to him and said, leave it all. If I remember right, I think Vic and I was 29 when God called us to leave all we knew. If you think of David, he was a teenager when God called him to take on Goliath. And so you might be retired. You might be a few years from retiring. You might be a teenager. You might be somewhere in between. It does not matter to God what your age is. because many times He will call us to do things when we least expect it. Secondly, God calls us to do things by faith in places we would least expect. Abraham's home was in the Ur of Chaldeans when God first called him to go by faith to an unknown land. The city of Ur was all Abraham had ever known, but God wanted him to go somewhere else. The second time God called Abraham to go by faith to an unknown land, he was living in Haran. According to Genesis 12, he had lived there for quite a while because it tells us that he had accumulated possessions and had acquired a multitude of servants. And so he had hung out there for a while. And so we can assume that Abraham had made his home there. He'd gotten all settled in. He was busy building his future, building his fortune. And God stepped in and said, I need you to leave it all. Now, because we have the whole story in the Bible, we know Abraham ultimately was called to go to a place called Canaan, but Abraham didn't know that. Abraham never knew that that was where he was going to go. Both times God called Abraham to leave where he was living, he told him to go to a land that he would show him future tense. Hebrews 11:8 says that Abraham did not know where he was going. When we move from one area to another, we at least know where we're going. We get brochures out. We get on the internet. We ask people who's been there, what's it like? We seek all the information we can get when we look to go somewhere else. But that's not the case with Abraham. He didn't have the internet to get on. Nobody else around him was from there. He didn't know anything about the place God was sending him because he didn't even know where God was sending him. Now, we don't know how God guided him, but we do know that Abraham wasn't sure where God was leading him. But rest assured, Abraham would have probably never thought he would end up in a place called Canaan. I know for Vic and I, we never thought God would call us to a place called California because we were actually fine right where we was. We both had decent jobs. We was living on a farm in the country, could go hunting anytime I wanted. We had a river in the farm to go fishing, swimming whenever. We had 150 acres. My best friend had 250 acres. We had plenty of land and a river to do whatever we wanted. We had no reason to go anywhere else. But there was a point in time in the woods when God showed up and says, I need you to leave. We had no desire. We had no need to go anywhere else. Vic and I, neither one had ever been to California before. God was not calling us to go to L.A., San Francisco, Oakland, Sacramento, you know, the places we always hear about. He asked us to go to a town called Tracy. We at least had minimal knowledge about the state, but we had no knowledge about the town or the people there. And so God called us to go to a place we least expected, a place we had never heard of. See, sometimes we get so comfortable right where we are that God wants to make us uncomfortable. As I said earlier, when God called Abraham the first time, he was living in a city called Ur in Mesopotamia. That was his hometown. It's where he was most comfortable. And God said, I need you to leave it all. I need you to leave your country. I need to leave your neighbors, your people, your friends. I need you to go somewhere and I'll show you where it is. Essentially, God was saying, Abraham, leave everything that makes you comfortable and go to a land I will show you. And so Abraham left everything by faith and went to Haran. But after living in Haran a while, again, God calls him the second time. The calling is the same. Leave it all. But if you remember something I read a few moments ago, it says in Genesis 12 that while living in Haran, Abraham had accumulated possessions and servants. And it says Abraham settled in Haran. Folks, Abraham had left Ur of Chaldean, moved to Haran and settled in, made his home there. But when God called him to leave Haran and go to the unknown land, which we now know to be Canaan, It says he left by faith and made his home in the promised land. What does it mean when it says that he left these places by faith? It means that Abraham was absolutely assured that where God wanted him to go was far more important than where he had already been. Now listen to this in verse 9. It says that by faith he made his home in a promised land. But it goes on and it says that he made his home in a promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents. And verse 10 says, because he was looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. Folks, it says once he got into Canaan, Abraham lived in tents. Understand, he was in Canaan about 75 years, if I remember right. He lived in tents. Tents were a sign of impermanence. It showed that he was always willing to get up and go at any given time. It was a sign that Abraham was willing to pack up and go again if God said to. There's an old saying I come across years ago that has always stuck with me since Vic and I've been Christians, and that is, it's this. Those who live by faith have shallow tent pegs. Meaning that those who live by faith don't set an anchor up anywhere. They're always ready to go on a moment's notice when God calls them to. Abraham was in Canaan, I said 75 years, but it was 100 years. He had been in Canaan 100 years and always lived in tents. He never owned a home. The only thing Abraham ever owned in the land that God promised him was burial sites for him and his wife. There's nothing in Scripture that says God told him not to buy or build a home. It just seems like it's something Abraham decided to do on his own. That's why it said he lived in tents. Because he was looking forward to a city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. His focus was no longer on his earthly home. His focus was on his home in heaven that God had designed for him. Abraham had gotten attached to the world in Ur of Chaldean. He got attached to the world in Haran. But in Canaan, he learned to just live in a tent. See, sometimes God likes to keep us just uncomfortable enough in our home here on earth that we will have a longing for our home in heaven. God calls us to live in this world, but he doesn't call us to get too comfortable in this world. Something else that is said here about Abraham, as I mentioned, is he lived like a stranger in a foreign country. Why? Because his home was in heaven. What does it mean to live like a stranger in a foreign country? You guys probably are familiar with Peter. He says we as Christians are considered to be aliens and strangers in this world. And so first of all, to live like an alien or a stranger in this world means you live your life as if you're just passing through. Secondly, it means you look and you sound a little different. See, there's a difference between a resident and a foreigner. A resident just sort of blends in with everybody else. But a foreigner talks different. They dress different. They seek a different type of entertainment. They have different values. They even speak about their native home. When I was in California, they knew I wasn't a native. I didn't have to tell them I wasn't from there. They said I talked different, I guess a little southern twang, I don't know, but I know I dressed different. When we moved there, I still wore bibs. You don't wear bibs in California. I didn't have to tell people I was from somewhere else, they already knew it. My nickname in California was Hilljack. Folks, verse 10 tells us why Abraham lived like a stranger in a foreign country. Again, he looked forward to the city whose architect and builder is God. See, Abraham learned to keep his eyes on heaven. He already made his home in Ur, he made it in Haran, but now he's in Canaan living in tents. Abraham no longer desired to be attached to this world because he had a far better home awaiting him in heaven. Here's the picture. It would be like if you're having a 20-room mansion being built for you. You knew you'd be moving into that mansion next October. You wouldn't go putting all your time, all your talent, and all your treasure in the home you're currently living in. You might make it livable, but for the most part, your focus is going to be on the mansion you're moving into in October. That's how Abraham was. That's the way it was for Abraham. He stayed focused on his mansion in the sky that will last for eternity instead of being focused on his home on earth, which will only be temporary. And so God calls us to do things by faith when least expected. He calls us to do things by faith in places least expected. And the third one was, there are times when God will call us to do things by faith in ways that are least expected. If you remember a little earlier, I read for you a couple verses out of Genesis 12 and Acts 7. Leave your country, leave it all. Here was Abraham living in a metropolitan area called Ur of Chaldeans. Ur of Chaldeans, again, is modern day Iraq for us. It's about 120 miles southeast of Babylon. It's north of the Persian Gulf. Archaeologically, the findings have indicated that it was a very well-populated city, possibly up to 250,000 people. Economically speaking, Ur was an ideal place to live if you wanted to have a career and a prosperous life. It had everything you wanted. And so when you get down to it, there really wasn't any reason whatsoever for Abraham to leave his home and move somewhere else, let alone go somewhere he knew nothing about. He had everything he needed right there in the Ur of Chaldeans. And so if Abraham had everything he needed right where he was, why in the world would he leave it? God told him to. That may not make a lot of sense to most of us. Folks, Abraham gave up the seen for the unseen. In Ur, Abraham may have been successful in his hometown. He may have had a great job with great pay, with a great home, with great friends and relatives. But none of those came with foolproof security. I mean, ask yourself, can you name one thing in your life other than Jesus that you can have 100% absolute confidence in? Just within a few days, you can lose your health. By the end of this week, you could lose your health, your wealth, your job, your spouse, your children, your mom and dad, your friends, your home. You could lose it all before the end of the week. In addition to that, since Abraham didn't know where God was taking him, he didn't know what the geography would be like. He didn't know what the people would be like. He didn't know what the economy would be like. When you get down to it, essentially what God was telling him was this: Abraham, I need you to leave all you've ever known. I need you to leave your homeland. I need you to leave your relatives. I need you to leave all your friends. I need you to leave your career. And I need you to just start walking. Folks, that would be like God setting you out in the middle of the woods, middle of the night, blindfolded with a flashlight, and tell you to start walking. That's what Abraham did. At this point, someone might ask, well, why couldn't God do what he needed to do right where Abraham was? Why did God need Abraham to go to Canaan to do what he wanted him to do? Well, first of all, it was a test of Abraham's allegiance. Was he more loyal to his homeland? Was he more loyal to his family? Was he more loyal to all that he ever knew? Or was he more loyal to God? Secondly, sometimes God needs us to get away from everything and everyone we've ever known so that we can get to know God in ways we've never known him. Rest assured, Abraham got to know God in ways he'd never known him before. far better than if he would have stayed at home. Sometimes God needs to get us away from everything we've ever known, our relatives, our friends, our careers, just so we can get focused on knowing him better. Sometimes God wants us to get away from all the things and people we've ever leaned upon so we can learn to lean upon him. When Vic and I left all of our families, our friends, to go to a place where we had no family or friends, when we quit both of our jobs to go 2,500 miles to a place where we had no job waiting on us, no income coming in, when we gave up our only source of income to go to a place where we had no income coming in at all, when we canceled our health insurance to go to a place where we had no health insurance, even though Vic was just months from having a $10,000 C-section, we got to know God in ways we had never gotten to know him before. Much better than if we would have stayed on the farm. See, as we come to a close, not only did God tell Abraham to go to an unknown land, he also told him to do it in ways that he would have least expected. And it says that Abraham did so by faith because he was absolutely confident that wherever or whatever he needed, God would supply it for him. Folks, there's times when God will call us to do things by faith when least expected, in places we would least expect, and in ways we don't anticipate. Let me close with this. Man's greatest need is salvation. Deliverance from the penalty of sin. And it starts by having faith as well. And so my question today is, have you placed that faith in Jesus Christ? Do you just believe in faith that you have no hope aside from him? And if you have not, you should do that today. Because the fact is, you have no hope without him. I remember when Vic and I was really new Christians, probably within a few months of being Christians, we felt that God was calling us to go to Papua New Guinea and do mission work. And you know, it's one of those things when you're a young Christian, you just want to serve the Lord anywhere and everywhere. And I'm sure glad we never went, but stay out of this, Joni. You know, fortunately, we had a pastor to talk to, and you know, he kind of walked us through that. But, you know, as a young Christian, we've got unbelievable faith. But it seems like the longer that we're Christians, sometimes our faith gets weaker, I think. I don't know. I can't say that for you guys, but I think I've seen that in my own life. And I don't know. You know, I don't know. Maybe God's calling somebody here to go do some mission work somewhere. And man, make sure you do it. And it'll take faith. But, you know, whatever it is, whatever God's calling you to do, just do it. We've been through this so many times, and man, God has blessed it every time. Every time. Leave it all and go. And it's just nothing but you and God. And I'm going to tell you, God will honor it. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, and we thank you for this story of Abraham. It'll be interesting to just sit with him on a lakeside one time in the future and just kind of talk to him about some of the challenges he went through when you called him to go somewhere he knew nothing about. And he just took off walking. And he has changed the history of the world by following you in faith. He's changed the history of nations because he just walked in faith. And he was nobody important when you called him. He was just another face. Father, if there's anybody in here that you're calling them to do something in faith, Lord, I just pray that you will give them that courage and the excitement to do it. Your kingdom far exceeds our little lives. Lord, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you in Christ's name. Amen.